700 years prior to the birth of Jesus, God revealed through the prophet Isaiah what we heard today in that first reading and what we heard in the Gospel of Matthew. God said through Isaiah, "The Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." That was 700 years before the birth of Jesus. And here we are, 2,000 years after his birth, and we're still repeating the words of God. That's what we do as a church. And so today we hear Matthew recount how the birth of Jesus came about. It fulfills the prophecy. Our God comes. Our God comes to us. Unlike every other religion in the world, our God comes to us. Our God reveals himself to us over and over and over again. This is what we find in Scripture and through the church. And he comes to us. A child is born. He is Emmanuel. From ancient times, we know God is with us. That's what Emmanuel meant 700 years before the birth of Jesus. That's what it means today. God is with us. He is Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of Mary, Son of God. Our Savior comes to us as a baby, as a newborn. However, he would not remain a child. He grew up. He would grow as a normal human would grow, and he would mature physically and psychologically and spiritually and emotionally, just like each one of us who matures from infancy to adulthood. But he's like us, but without sin. We are like him, destined to share his divinity and his eternal life, if we mature spiritually like him. And we know we are maturing like him when we are obedient to him. We can be certain of eternal life if we live with him in the sacramental life of the church. That was always God's plan. When we're baptized with his baptism, and when we receive his body and blood in Holy Communion from the altar, we grow and mature spiritually and in faith to become more and more like him. We become what we eat. None of us was born to remain a baby or immature or childish. And all of us were born and baptized to live eternally with Jesus. Our history is not a secular history. You won't find this in the schools or in the history books that we get in school, because they do everything they can to avoid telling that story. Secular history bends over backwards to avoid including any mention of God or our salvation history. That would be imposing too much. But we know different. We know that we were not born to fulfill the expectations of secular history. We know that. That's why we're here. We were conceived in the image of God, in his likeness, to share his divinity. This is our history. This is our salvation history. This is our destiny. So So let us welcome him into our lives. This should change us, knowing this history of ours. For baptized Christians, Christmas is a holy day of obligation. Don't miss Mass on Christmas. We're in Advent season now, but beginning with Mass on the evening of December 24th, at the Vigil Mass of Christmas, we begin the Christmas season, and the Christmas season lasts from December 24th through January 12th, the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, and we'll return to ordinary time. Faithful, baptized Christians grow and mature in faith and leave behind their childhood by growing in faith in sacraments and in our worship. We mature. We mature to become faithful Christian adults in the sacramental life of the church by being faithful to come to Mass every Sunday and every holy day. That's how we mature. We go to confession when necessary. All of us fall off the bike and have to get back up on the bike, and that's what the confessional is for. And the church wants us to go to confession at least once a year, and more often if possible. And this is how we prepare ourselves to share Jesus' divinity. January 1st is also a holy day of obligation for his mother, Mary. We call her the Mother of God. Don't miss Mass on this important feast. Mary shows us the way to her son. Our destiny, it's in heaven with Jesus and Mary. We begin with his birth in Bethlehem, and we finish with him in his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. And we journey with him throughout our entire life in the sacraments. That's the joy of our faith. That's why we can say with all of our hearts, Merry Christmas.